You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. Hey, so it is a mindset. So it wasn't expected for it to be a mindset today, but if you live in my life, it's always a mindset. So it's a mindset today. Today is Thursday. Today's Thursday. Usually I always do my show on Mondays, but you know, I've been doing this Daniel fast. Been on this Daniel fast for 4 days now. And I must say, like, it's really being a blessing to my life. And I'm so blessed for that because, you know, the purpose of this is to bring you closer to God. And I think that when I tell people I'm doing this fast, I'm like, hey, I'm doing the Daniel fast. They're like, oh, you trying to lose weight? And I'm like, no, not really. I'm not trying to lose weight. You know, I'm trying to get closer to God. You know, you're supposed to pray your way through it. And that's what I've been doing. So literally all day long, I've been praying. Even when I'm at work, I carry a notebook with me. I've been writing down prayers literally all day. And yes, it's really changing my life, and I'm blessed. But definitely got inspired this morning, and the Holy Spirit just gave me a word to give to you guys. So basically, here it is. I'm gonna give a little background on this. So I'm blessed enough that God put me in a position to be around younger females, to allow younger females to be around me. And for me to be around younger females. And when I say younger females, you know, God has just really changed me in levels. You know, he puts me in different areas. You know, God had me in coaching. He had me around teenagers. And now God has me around younger women. Younger women at the age, you know, 21 through 23. And I'm blessed for that. Like, I'm so blessed for that because I feel like I'm the perfect person to be around that age because I really wish I had someone. And I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm just really saying how it is. But I really wish when I was the age of 22 and 23 that I had someone like myself to talk to and to be vulnerable with and to be open with because I do not judge people. I don't judge people, and I'm a very open book about myself. There's not nothing that someone else can tell you about me that I won't tell you or I haven't told you on here. So I'm blessed for that. And I think that to be at that level of your life, I think that God has to be the center of your life. And I think that you have to go to a time where you're whole and where God makes you whole for you to be that way. So that's something I'm definitely blessed for. So something I want to talk about, I want to talk about struggling with control and submission in relationships and how I struggle with that in my relationship and how that's something that I got out of. And I'm talking about this because I got inspired probably maybe 10 minutes ago because last episode I talked about, you know, me reading that book, What It's Like to Be Married to Me. And I talk about, you know, me changing my roles as a wife and, you know, me, you know, struggling with that, you know, over the years. So I got a question, you know, from a girl, and shout out to her. I don't know if she wants me to say her name or not, but shout out to her. You know who you are. So she was asking me a question like, hey, do you think I should read this book? And I'm like, you know, she's not married. And I'm like, you know, then she asked me as well, hey, so do you wish that you would have read books like this, you know, before you got married? And so, you know, I thought about it. And at first I was like, yeah, you know, I wish I would have been more prepared. I wish I would have did more research. I kind of waited to the last minute when I was struggling in my marriage to start reading and start researching and start learning on, you know, roles of a wife and stuff like that because I never had that example. So, you know, and I was asking her, and I asked her a question, because this is something that I struggle with. And I asked her a question, and I said, do you struggle with taking authority from a man? And she told me yes. And she started sharing with me personal things about stuff that she's done and stuff, you know, where her mindset is. And it's so crazy, because if you think about it, y'all, like, it's crazy because as black women, it's a blessing and a curse because we have to be so strong and we've always had to be so strong that it's a blessing and a curse to us that we struggle with discerning on being when a man's being controlling or when we struggle with are we being weak to a man and us just being weak, period. We confuse with being submissive to being weak. And so basically I want to share me and share, you know, my experience. So probably the first 2 years of my marriage, and honestly, probably the whole period of my relationship, and with Terrell, me being a girlfriend, me being a wife, a lot, probably a lot of the time, probably 70-80% of the time me and Terrell's been together. And this has probably been changing over probably the last year, maybe year and a half. So there was a time in me and Terrell's marriage where I felt Terrell was very controlling. And if you know Terrell, y'all know Terrell is like the sweetest guy on earth. Terrell is a gentle giant. He's 6'7", and he's like 350. He would never hurt anybody. He would never hurt me. And I know that. But it was times where Terrell was trying to lead me. And I would come back at him, and I would think he was trying to control me, and I would just get upset about it and want to throw controlling on him when he wasn't being controlling. He was being a man, and he was trying to lead me to what I should be doing. And I'll just give you examples. You know, and I'm being extremely vulnerable with this. I'm being open. Like, this is all of me right now, so here it goes. So there's been so many times, you know, I've talked about before me having drinking problems. I've been an alcoholic basically plenty of times in my life. And you know, it's the time where you're like, you're really an alcoholic. Are you a weekend alcoholic? No, basically I was an alcoholic, like drinking maybe 5-6 days out of the week, seriously. But even it was like that when I was in college, and it was even like that, you know, probably our early stages of marriage. So plenty of times Terrell's always been Terrell used to not drink. Used to not drink at all when we first met, never did anything like that, didn't use any type of substances, never got into that stuff. So, there was times, this has happened on multiple occasions, and I'm just going to talk about one time that happened probably while we were married, probably about 2 or 3 years ago. Me and Terrell were at a bar, and, you know, we were drinking, I'm having a good time. Terrell tells me, hey, you know, it's time to go. And I'm like, you know, he's being a party pooper. He's ruining the fun. I'm not ready to leave. Woo woo. So I stay there. I fake like I'm leaving, and I come back in, and I'm in the party, like dancing, having a good time. And he's like, he like went off on me and was like, hey, it's time to go. And I'm like going back at him, like as we're walking out the place, like telling he's always ruining things and just going off him, telling he never wants to have fun, stuff like that. And it's crazy because like, at that moment, I really thought Terrell was being controlling. I wanted to put controlling on him. But, you know, women, we're so emotional at times, and it's hard for us to discern our emotion. We know that women, we're emotional creatures. Men, they are logical. They think logic. So it wasn't, he never explained it to me on why he wanted to leave. And I'm just thinking he wants to be a party pooper. But it's like now the version of myself, the whole version of myself, I'm seeing that we're at a bar at 2:00 in the morning. He told me this. He's like, you know, Takara, you're always getting upset. You want to say that I want to control you when I'm trying to make you leave places. But what you don't understand is, you know, it's 2:00 in the morning. You don't have to drive back home. We have to drive back an hour and a half back home. You're going to fall asleep in the car. I'm going to have to drive by myself. I got a ticket not too long ago. And you just don't know, I don't want to be on the road late. And that is a very logical point. Like, that's a logical point. Like, he don't want to be on the road late. I'm going to fall asleep in the car. Why not? I need to leave. I need to understand that I'm on his time, and I need to leave when he's ready to leave because it's getting late. I'm not the one who has to drive back home, and it's an hour and a half. I mean, that's logic to that situation, but it's even been more situations beyond that. Like, and it's crazy. Like, you know, you guys know how I grew up. My dad was not in my house. My dad wasn't in my home. My dad, and people think sometimes that I'm knocking my dad and saying he wasn't a good father. He was a good dad. He just made a lot of mistakes. He was in and out of jail. He was never authoritative towards me. Me and him were always like a friend level. Even to this day, my dad calls me and we talk like friends. And that's just is what it is. That's just how our relationship is now. But I think that if you're growing up and you don't have a man in your home who's, you know, running the home and, you know, being disciplined to you and, you know, leading you growing up, I think that, well, for me, that caused me to struggle and to take, you know, authority from a man. I feel like I'm being disrespected when my husband would try to lead me. And I think that as Black women, it's hard for us to submit so much because growing up, we've never had anybody to submit to, or we've always had bad guys in our lives or ungodly men in our lives that we struggle when we do get one that's good who comes into our life and we run them off. Like, you know, I had a guy friend of mine, and he was telling me how his, it's an older person was telling me how, because I don't want to put people's business out on the street. I had a situation where someone was telling me, and they're older, they're like in their 40s, and they were telling me how they had, you know, their woman was, you know, going through their cell phones, had trust issues, was always just, you know, just scared that they were going to cheat and accusing of this, accusing of that. And I was just thinking, and it's crazy because me just hearing that, I was like, man, like, I'm so blessed that I'm so past that I was doing that stuff when I was 19 and 20, like going through phones. Like, that takes too much energy. Like, that takes too much energy. And I think that we just really got to just change our mindset just as women, period, and especially Black women, and just learning how to discern, you know, the difference between control and submission. And I just had to throw that example out there just because I was just thinking, like, you know, with the age difference and me, I was doing that when I was 19, 20. When somebody's doing that when they're in their 40s, it's just crazy because we have to break those curses, like, because it's something that control you your whole life. Like, how many women do we know out there, Black women that we know out there, who's 40 and single? And literally, I know Black women who's 40 and up, 30 and up, who literally are not ready for a man to walk into their life and will run a man off. I really know that, and y'all probably know that too, because they just haven't broke that curse. And that's something that I'm so blessed for. And, you know, and let's think about, and it's something I was thinking about too. And out of all the stuff that I've read, the books that I've read and researched on marriage and how to be a wife and roles and stuff like that, you know, and roles of a man, and everything, single thing says the same thing. You know, women, we need communication. Communication is huge for us. Communication is something that we need. And, you know, men struggle with communication, but a need for a man is respect. A need for a man is respect. If you don't respect a man, he's more than likely probably going to leave you. Or if he might be with you for so long, or he's going to lose patience with you. And I think that, you know, and Terrell says this all the time. Like, me and him got on the subject of daddy issues. Like, we talked about before, just women having daddy issues. And he was asking, and he was like, so how long do y'all expect us to wait for y'all to get over those daddy issues, for y'all to disrespect us? Like, what is the time period of that? Like, because I've seen people do that for years. And it's crazy because, like, how do you break that cycle? And I think it's something that, you know, we have to really come together as and just help each other on that and just be vulnerable to people, you know. And I'm so blessed, like I said, that I'm in a position where I have younger women who are reaching out to me, asking me questions, you know, because they see something in me or see something to ask me the questions and, you know, to be vulnerable with me and ask me those. Because you know how the younger generation, or just the generation that we have, period, you know, some women, you know, we don't want to ask women for help because, you know, you think, you know, asking, because, you know, it's, you think somebody's coming for you, or, you know, we got too much pride to ask people for help, or too much pride to ask people how they did things, or why, you know, how, I've had somebody come out and ask me, Takara, how did you get married so young at 23? How did that happen? And it was like, honestly, y'all, I don't know, because the woman that I am now is not the same woman that he married. And it's only by the grace of God that Terrell is still with me, because I was very disrespectful. I was rude. I didn't respect him like I should have as a man. I would talk crazy to him sometimes. And it's like, there's certain things that you just don't do that I just didn't know. And I just had to learn as I went. And it amazes me because we don't think about the role that a man has in the house. And it's so often that women, especially Black women, we want to be like, I want a man to lead, I want a man to do this, but we don't know how to let a man lead us when the time comes. And I think that it's important that when you are single, that you embrace singleness. And it is easy for me to say that because, you know, I've been with the same guy for 9 years. I've only been, probably since I was 16, I was probably single for 1 year, from when I was 18 years old, 17 to 18, I was single. Well, I mean, you know, I had my booze and stuff, of course. But anyway, I was single, not really being in a relationship to know anything. So I was only single for probably a year and a half. Then I got into a serious relationship with Terrell. And like I said, we're so ready. You know, women, we pray for these things. Like, I want this man. I need a man. But we're not ready to see one, to receive one when we get one. And I think that we don't think about a man is in charge and is over of a whole home. And think about what comes with the home, bills, you know, the people in the home. Like, he's over a whole house. He's supposed to make those decisions. And it's key that we, and I'm not saying, and it's in my relationship, you know, as far as the relationship with God, I'll be honest, you know, my relationship with God is on another level than what Terrell's relationship with God is. And you know, and I know a lot of people are saying, I can't believe she's saying that, but I'm just being honest with you. And it's been like that. And sometimes men are slower to get there than what we are because they're men. You know, they're prideful. They don't think they need anybody. And that's okay. And you know, something that I do for Terrell every single day and every morning, I pray for Terrell every morning with him. And I make the prayer about him only because I know the roles that he has and I know the stress that he has over being over our home. He has to work. He has to make sure our bills are being paid. And honestly, when I start realizing that, that's the best decision I made to set back and submit to my husband and to let him run our household, because I literally don't stress over anything. I tell him what I need. I tell him my needs and he gets them done. And I'm blessed for that he does that for me and he supports me. So my job as a woman and as his wife is to literally make his life less stressful. When he comes home, and I'm not saying I've been here because I have not been here. And that's what me talking about this is about. There were so many times where I would be on Terrell about taking the trash out. I would be on Terrell about, hey, you know, you didn't do this today or you didn't do that today. Or as soon as he get home from work, you didn't do that today. But like I said, I'm not thinking about the stress that he has on himself, you know, being a black man, you know, in America, or being a black man over a household and the responsibility that he has over me. He's over my life. But I will tell you this, you know, as far as, you know, the prayer and, you know, being with God and, you know, his relationship with God. And, you know, I will tell you this. This is something I always ask him. When it comes to him making decisions of our house and making decisions over my life, something I do ask him at times is, well, did God tell you that or did Terrell tell you that? So I need for God to make your decisions. And I understand you're over me, but God needs to be over you before you make decisions over my life. So that's something that I do ask him. And there's nothing wrong with me asking him that. But like I was saying, you know, he has a whole house to worry about. And our job is to make things less stressful for him, to make him relax. And you know, another need for a man too as well is for you to gas them up. And I think that that's something that I think, and I learned this from Mike Todd on his, Mike Todd and his wife did like a video, like a YouTube video, like a special on relationships. And it's something I didn't learn. I did not know that we have to really like gas men up. Of course, you have to build them up as a man, especially our black men. You have to build them up. But I didn't know you really have to gas him. And this is something I got convicted on because I'm so quick to clown Terrell because that's me and Terrell's relationship. I'm so quick to clown him and tell him he can't do something, and it's not okay for me to be doing that. Like, it could be as simple as I discredit him so much, and it's so sad because he could be like, it could be like a chair, him putting a chair together. I'd be like, we finna hire somebody. I'm finna hire somebody. And even when we moved in, I was like, we need to hire movers. Let's hire movers. And he was like, I ain't hiring no movers to move my stuff. And I'm like, okay, Terrell. So that moment, and I'm going to give a background on this story. So when we moved here to Murfreesboro, I kept wanting to hire movers. Like, babe, like, let's just hire movers. We'll let people move our stuff. And he was being prideful. Like, I don't need no other man to hold my stuff, to pack my stuff. I don't need that. And I'm just rolling my eyes. And I had to let him, and the best thing that I did, because usually I would go behind his back and still do it anyway, which is not okay, but I let him and his friend pack all of our stuff into this place, and I just watched. I mean, of course, I packed a few things, but all the big stuff I watched, and he was tired as hell, but the fact that I let him do that, and even he said, next time we're hiring movers. Sometimes you just got to let a man be a man, and it's crazy because we don't know that. If you grew up in single parent homes, like, so you don't know what it's like to let a man be a man because you don't know. Like, it's just crazy. And it's just little examples like that And another example is us mounting the TV up. And I'm like telling Terrell, I ain't letting you, I'm not letting you mount our TV because I ain't got time for you to be breaking stuff. That's not okay. That's not me showing that I support him. That's not me believing in him. Even as little as a mounting a TV. At the end of the day, I should have showed my man so much support where I would literally let him break the TV and let the TV fall into the ground. Because end of the day, and I know that sounds like a little extreme, but the end of the day, that's how much support and faith I should have in my man that he can do anything. It should be that extreme. At the end of the day, it's just a TV. You can get another TV. Like, his respect and me encouraging him is bigger than anything that goes on, you know, as far as, you know, putting stuff together and all that. And, you know, because I'm a perfectionist. I want things done right. But sometimes you have to let your man fail. And that's something that I learned, too. And that's huge and that's major. And when they fall, our job is to pick them back up and build them up as women. And I know I'm a little bit all over the place, but it's just all this just came from the Holy Spirit, and it's something that I just been thinking about all morning, and it's such a blessing. And something that she asked me too as well, she was asking me, you know, do you, and I might have said this earlier, she said, do you wish you would have prepared more? And yes, I do wish I would have prepared more, you know, to be a wife before I got married. But I think it's important for the single ones out there to really just make sure you're the best version of yourself and just read books on, you know, how to get them. Somebody needs to write. Does anybody got a book out there on how to receive a man when you get one? Because that's something that a lot of us need, especially black women. And I'm just being transparent, and I'm calling us out on this because it's something that we struggle with, and something I know people who are struggling with right now is just understanding, just discerning control and submission. Like, and, you know, even now I'm big on making, and men need, this is another man need, men need food. I'm really big on making sure that Terrell always has something to eat. And I make sure that he eats before I do. Even when I go to my family events now, I used to be on some, I ain't fixing his plate, he can fix his own plate. Like, listen to how that sounds. Like, this man's paying all my bills, y'all, I want for nothing, and I'm like, he can fix his own plate. And like, even, you know that term, like, if you know that meme that it says, like, when you see your uncle's girlfriend not fixing his plate, and they be like, who raised her? That's how I look back at myself and be like, who raised her? Like, I always make sure he has something to eat. I cater to him when he's home because he just has so much on his plate. And I don't think that we realize that. And of course, you know, I work too. I work full time too as well. I have a lot, but I'm not being stressed when I get home because I literally give everything to him. And one thing I've learned is so much easier, you guys, to be submissive. It's so much easier to let them be men and to let them have their way because they're stronger than we are. We're not stronger than a man. They have more power than what we have. So it's so much easier just to let them have it sometimes. And understand too, I'm not telling you to, I'm not telling you to be weak. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you to learn how to discern when to be strong. Be strong in the, transfer that energy and be strong in building your man up and be strong in letting your man know that you're there for him and be strong and just helping your man just relax. Like, be strong in those areas and just be strong in making a house a home because that's our role and that's our job as women to do that. And I understand that, you know, and I understand that some homes that some people make more money and all that stuff like that, but, you know, it's still key to make your man feel respected and make your man feel needed. That's huge. And just understand that respect is a man's need. And that's something that took me so long to understand that. Because I would talk so crazy. I talk so crazy to Terrell. And this was my younger years. I don't do that now. Now, I would not dare talk to him a certain way. Like, I just wouldn't, because I respect him enough as a man. Because I just shouldn't be doing certain things. And I've came a long way from that. And it always, my mindset has not always been there. And I'm just keeping that 1,000 with you guys. And I've came a long way. But I think it's important that when you are single that you invest so much into yourself and invest so much into your mind that you're ready when God does send you the man for you and the man that you're supposed to marry. Because, you know, there's plenty of them out there, but are you ready to receive? Like, you got to be ready to receive one, because if not, you're going to run one off. And I'm saying this again, by the grace of God, mine is still here. And it's straight like that. And the only thing I can do is just be honest when I tell you that by the grace of God, God saw enough in me to keep my man here. God showed me grace to keep my man here to knew that I was going to change. Because there's going to be times in your marriage where you're going to be wanting them to change and want so much out of them that you really have to be the best version of yourself and just pray for them. And that's it. And it takes submission, and it's going to take you a whole lot of respect. And this is something else too. A lot of us, especially if you're a competitor like I am, we consider losing an argument as a loss. Like, it's a loss. Like, I ain't finna take no L today. Like, why are you fighting, first of all? You're fighting back. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no point in doing all that. Like, there's some, like, y'all, if y'all only knew, like, I'm such not an arguer. I hate arguing with people. If somebody can get me to argue with you, I will give you $1 million because I'm just not, I don't argue. That's just me. I don't like to argue with people because I just don't. Because when I get mad, I get extremely mad. So I just don't argue with people. Like, I never argue with Terrell. I literally let him have it. And before, it was like, I'm taking another L today. I feel like every single time I just give in. It's not about me giving in. It's about just really allowing him to make a fool of himself and him coming back and apologize to me. And that's what usually happens. I mean, so all that, we've got women, we walk around so much. And this is something I say about myself, you know. We've had to be strong for so long, so we walk around with this fist up that we don't know how to let the fist down. Like, I'm blessed the fact that my fist is finally down, and I don't have to have my guard up, and I allow my man to cover me, and I allow my man to lead me. And we're in this together, so it is something that's hard, and it's something that a lot of people I know around me are struggling with. But just keep pushing, like, invest in yourself, talk to people, be vulnerable, but be vulnerable about people, read books, read on it, and we'll get through it. So thank you guys for tuning into this one. This one was so unplanned. It was kind of all over the place. But thank you guys for tuning in. It's a mindset.